Have you ever found yourself standing on the sandy foundation of quick fixes and shortcuts, only to realize that the storms of life left you crashing down, wondering if you should have built on solid ground? Well, in today's episode, we're going to go over a powerful analogy from Matthew 7 about being a wise builder, exploring the choice between building on rock or sand. All that and more coming up right now on Slow to Speak with Vooch Podcast.
Today's episode is brought to you by the new lo-fi single entitled Careth Ravine by Vooch, which is available now as a pay what you want, high quality MP3 file. All proceeds go towards providing meals for those in our community. Visit our website and grab your copy and support a good cause. Thank you.
Welcome to Slow to Speak with Vooch Podcast, where meaningful conversations thrive. I'm Vooch, and I'm excited to share another Lo-Fi Friday edition with you. Let's dive into today's episode. This week, I was listening to a sermon online from Tony Evans, and he was going over Matthew 7 about choosing the foundation on which we build our lives. I thought it was pretty good, and I wanted to share my study from that same passage. Now, a little context, Jesus had just concluded his Sermon on the Mount, and this is pretty much like his call to action from what he just preached. So starting in Matthew 7 and verse 24, Jesus says, "Therefore, everyone who hears these words of mine and puts them into practice is like a wise man who built his house on the rock. The rain came down, the streams rose, and the winds blew and beat against that house, yet it did not fall, because it had its foundation on the rock. But everyone who hears these words of mine and does not put them into practice is like a foolish man who built his house on sand. The rain came down, the streams rose, and the winds blew and beat against that house, and it fell with a great crash." What we have here is Jesus says, everyone who hears his words is like a person building a house. And that person has two foundations on which they can choose to build on, rock or sand. Now, most people choose to build on sand because it's easier to work with than rock. You get quicker results and faster satisfaction building on sand. But Jesus says those who build on sand are the ones who don't put his words into practice. And if we're honest with ourselves, we've all been there. We've all read something for our quiet times. And before we close the book, immediately forget what we're reading. Or if you're able to make it past that challenge, then we get stumped soon as someone asks you, "What were you reading earlier?" Or let's say you try to encourage someone with what you learned during your quiet time, and just like that, it's gone. Like James 1:23-24 says, "Anyone who listens to the word but does not do what it says is like someone who looks at his face in a mirror and after looking at himself goes away and immediately forget what he looks like." Now, this is something that I saw. This is a quote from Denzel Washington. He says, "Those who can do, those who can't sit around talking about those who can. Now, can you or can you not? Or are you just one who sits on the sideline and talk about people? Or can you step up?" Now, ask yourself, are you someone who takes action, or do you find comfort in the sidelines merely observing God's word instead of putting it into practice? James 1 continues in verse 25. It says, "But whoever looks intently and to the perfect law that gives freedom and continues in it, not forgetting what they have heard, but doing it, they will be blessed in what they do. Jesus says, those who put his words into practice will withstand the storms of life and not fall. Now, this is something that my family and I have been doing. We basically started eating healthier, working out, but we're trying to make it fun by having a competition. So basically, it's the guys versus the girls. So it's my son and I versus my wife and daughter. And believe me, there's no quick fix or easy prep meals to eating healthy. You have to put in the work. You have to look at the nutritional content and you have to plan ahead. The same goes to working out. You have to actually work on that treadmill that you have, not merely look at it in order to get results. Same goes for putting God's words into practice. It takes forethought. It takes intently looking into the word. It takes actually doing it. Those who can do, as Denzel says. So the next time you read your Bible, ask yourself, is there a command or teaching to obey? What is God saying to me from what I read? Is there something I need to change in my character or understanding? In fact, here are some more questions you can ask yourself as you read in order to help drill down what it is to put into practice. Is there an example to follow? Is there a promise to claim or to believe? Is there sin to avoid? Is there a principle to follow? And after you figured that out, build your house on the rock by putting it into practice and make definite action plans to keep it up. Well, those are my thoughts as we wrap up Lo-Fi Friday segment for this week. I hope these reflections resonate with you as you head into the weekend. Don't forget to like, subscribe, and share this episode. Visit us at slowtospeakwithvooch.com and consider supporting Kareth Ravine for a great cause. Until next week, stay inspired, keep the conversation alive. Vooch out.